I'm Alan Deutschman, professor of journalism at the University of Nevada, Reno.
And I'm Christina Barr, the executive director at Nevada Humanities.
Welcome to The Creative Edge, an occasional series here on KUNR that showcases some of the amazing creative thinkers we have in the region.
Today's guest is Bourne Morris. Bourne was a pioneering woman advertising executive during the Mad Men era. Then she had a second career as a professor at the University of Nevada, Reno, and now she's enjoying her third career as a mystery novelist. She's just published The Red Queen Rules, the third title in her series about Meredith Red Solaris, a college dean. Welcome, Bourne Morris.
Hey, thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit about the setting for your novels? Where are your novels set?
The novels are set in northern Nevada, in a mythical town of Landry, Nevada. I've described it as being about an hour from Reno, but I wanted it to be fictional. I didn't want it to be Reno. I didn't want it to be UNR. I wanted it to be its own campus.
And I'm a little curious about Red Solaris, your heroine. In this novel, both your heroine and her boyfriend get involved in investigating a child prostitution ring in downtown Reno. And I know that you do a lot of original research to make your novels very realistic. And I'm curious about the research that you did for this book and, you know, what you learned about some of the issues that have come out here.
Well, a part of my research was attending a meeting with a U.S. Assistant Attorney General named Carla Higginbotham. And Carla gave a wonderful presentation to a group of us on the problem of sex trafficking of young girls in Reno, how extensive it is and how wide it is in terms of any city that is a tourist destination. So it's a big problem in Reno, it's a big problem in Las Vegas and all over the country. And then having listened to that and gotten a lot of facts from her, I asked her who else I should talk to, and she mentioned Ron Chalmers with the Reno Police Force. And he was very helpful in describing to me a little bit about what it's like to go undercover to track sex traffickers and how they arrest them, how they really have to arrest the girl first and get her to turn in her pimp. In any event, that's part of the research I did, and then I did a lot of reading.
Bourne, all three of your novels address issues of campus life and politics, something that you're intimately aware of. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about how those play out in your books.
When I designed the books, I knew I wanted to have a murder mystery, but I also wanted to deal with what I thought were the most pertinent topics on campuses these days. And one of them, in the first book, the topic was the tension that's caused by the tenure process and by issues like binge drinking and plagiarism. In the second book, there's a lot of tension surrounding the design of a sexual assault policy for the university. A lot of universities are having trouble with that. And then in this third book, the issue of free speech came up. And my first thought was about free speech in the classroom and triggers that people are worried about.
Trigger warnings.
And I was concerned about that. So I began to think, what would be the most dramatic and difficult problem for a First Amendment advocate like Red Solaris to deal with? And white supremacy occurred, and that's what started me on it. And it was long before the Texas A&M incident or even anything political happening in the country.
Bourne, what do you see as the new issues facing universities now and in the next few years?
Well, I think the issue of tenure versus non-tenured professors. There are a lot of colleges that are experiencing financial problems and hiring non-tenured faculty, and this is seen as a threat by tenured faculty. I think that's one issue. I think another issue is the cost of college is serious, and the inability of people to attend college who need to go to college in order to function in the information age, that's a huge issue.
Bourne, one premise of your new novel is just incredibly timely. A white supremacist leader comes to speak on campus. You must have begun writing this novel long before the white supremacist movement got into all the national headlines after the election of Donald Trump. What does your heroine think about allowing free speech on campus?
Well, this is really the primary theme of the third novel. Red is an advocate for the First Amendment, and she believes in it very strongly. And so when the issue comes up of whether or not this white supremacist speaker should be allowed to speak on campus, she immediately says all speech is allowable. And she immediately quotes Justice Holm about, you know, the freedom of the thought we hate. But as she proceeds through the story, and when she meets with some of the students who are opposed to this, and many of the faculty who are opposed to it, she begins to question her own belief in the First Amendment and has to resolve how she really feels about it.
Bourne, you've now wrapped up the Red Solaris trilogy. Would you be willing to give us a sneak peek at what's coming down the road?
No, because if I talk about it, I won't write it. And I learned that a long time ago from another writer who was a famous screenwriter in Hollywood. And she said, never tell your story before you write it, because then you won't write it. And she was correct.
That's great. You've left us hanging.
Yeah.
Bourne, thank you so much for talking with us today. Bourne Morris is the author of a brand new mystery novel set in Nevada called The Red Queen Rules. You can hear Bourne read from her new book on Wednesday, December 14th at 6:30 p.m. at Sundance Books and Music in Reno.
Bourne, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.